Psalm 123, A Song of Degrees. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Jesus commanded his disciples to watch. He said, "Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning." Paul said, "Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." And he said, "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. For we were not saved by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. And so let us, like David, say unto thee, Lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens." And let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, so that we might run the race set before us with patience. Let us fix our eyes on the Lord our God until he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and upon them that hope in his mercy. But do we have eyes to see? Or are we like the Laodiceans, thinking we have need of nothing, but actually being wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? Oh, the Lord counseled them to anoint their eyes with eye salve so that they could have sight. Let us not be as those whom Peter described, those who lack virtue and knowledge, and temperance, and patience, and godliness, and brotherly kindness, and charity. For those who lack these things are blind and cannot see afar off, and have forgotten that they were purged from their old sins by the blood of the Lamb. No, let us be looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God. Let us look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Let us watch and be sober. Let us look and see afar off. Let us lift up our eyes to Jesus and wait patiently and establish our hearts for the day when his mercy and his salvation shine to the ends of the earth. For the Lord shall come and shall not tarry, and that day shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, all that do wickedly shall be as stubble, and shall burn them up, that it leave them neither root nor branch. And Israel shall finally turn back to the Lord, and they shall look upon him whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and his great mercy shall be shown unto Israel. And so all Israel shall be saved. for the Spirit of grace and of supplications shall be poured upon them. For they shall finally, like Thomas, see with their own eyes their Lord and their God, their Messiah, Jesus Christ our Lord. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Psalm 123.